We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We started learning yesterday about the Inyan of Zugois, which is the Sakana from the Shadim if someone eats or does something in pairs, because they don't like anything that's in pairs, and that makes them come and be Mazik. Avada, this thing is a Kabbalistic thing a little bit, and Tosfos even mentions in Masechtas Yuma that in these days we don't even find so many ideas of these shadim. We'll see more in the Gemara later on. If someone's not makbid, he doesn't have to worry about this stuff. But let's see the Gemara. Lo yase tzrach of trei. One of the things it said was a person should not be with his wife two times in one night. Kod zugos. So very thing, Marakasha, my nimlachu. Why is that called a two? It's not a tziruf of two. Like Rashbam explains, nimlachu, the tashrish rishon gom rabiyah. So ibatu tavasa. It's a new thing now. The second one's a new thing. It's not like it doesn't go together because there was a nimlach in between. On my baya, you're right. Hach kama, say read the brisa. Lo yechal trei, a person shouldn't eat two things, two pieces of chicken. V'yish trei, drink two cups of wine. And then after he does those things, lo yase tzrachav, he shouldn't have tashmish. Why? Fill pamachas. Even one time, dilma chalosh mishra, because he'll get weakened and then he will get hurt by, because he ate the zugais, so therefore he'll get hurt because he was weakened from nasa tzrachav. So it's not about layas tzrachav two times. It has to do with that he became weak from that, and therefore he shouldn't think two times. Tana Rabbanan, show you sick of flying. Someone who drinks two cups of anything, of wine, damai b'roshon. He deserves it, he did it to himself, he hurt himself, because the zugos, they don't like, the shame don't like those peers, the zugos. Om Rav Yehuda, emesai, this holding of zugos only applies, v'zman shel lo ra'a p'nei shahashuk, if he didn't see the street in between. Ava ra'a p'nei shahashuk, if he sees the street in between, harashus b'yada. It means if he goes out of the house in between the two cups, then it's not... Yeah, it's a similar idea to Nimlach, then it's not called one group of two. Omar of Ashi, Chazin le Rav Chinir Babibi, a kol kos to have a nofik. After every kos to go out, v'chazi apishuk, and see the street and come back. V'loy amaron, and not a limitation to this halacha. This halacha of Zugos that you can't drink two kos and you get hurt, is elo lotzis adarach. Only if afterwards you leave the house and you go on a trip, then you're gonna, in that state, you're gonna get hurt. Av a base, if you stay in your house, lo is not a problem of Zugos. Om Rav Zera, v'lishon, if you go to sleep, kilotzis adarach tomi. That's like going out on the road. And that's also a sakana. Omra papa, v'lotzis lebeis akisei, kilotzis adarach tomi. Going out to the bathroom, which used to be out of the house usually, is like lotzis adarach, it's also a sakana. Freitig mara kasha, or v'beisei loy, there is no problem in the house of Zugos, va Rava money kashuri. Rava used to make sure he didn't drink an even amount of cups of wine, and how did he keep track? He used to count the beams. He knew which beams were the even ones, the odd ones, and every time he had a cup, he said, I'm up to that beam. And that's the way he kept track of his cups of wine. Va Abaye kishasi chad kasa. And Abaye also, how is he knowing in the house they shouldn't have a shayla of Zugos? What did he do? Kishasi chad kasa, when he was drinking one kais, manke le ime. Ime was Abaye's, I guess we call it the one who brought her up. I don't know what English word for it is exactly, but Abaye, his father died after he was conceived, and his mother died at childbirth. So he's born without any parents. And he had someone, a governess, a ime, someone who took care of, a nurse, someone who took care of him, brought him up. And he always says over from his ime. So, kishasi chad kasa, mankele ime, trei kasa, trei yada. When he's drinking one kais, his ime used to hold two kaises ready to give him to show him he's having altogether three. He should never drink two. So anytime he's drinking one kais, she held two kaises to give to him. This way he always had an odd number. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, kavashasi, trei kasi, mankele shami. When he's drinking two cups, the mankele shami chad kasa, he held chad kasa, mankele shami chad kasa, mankele trei kasa trei yadeha. That when he drank, or when he's drinking two kaises, the mankele shami chad kasa. When he's drinking chad kasa, mankele trei kasa trei yadeha with two hands. Because you see that both Rava count the beams. Abaya, his ime made sure he had three altogether. And Rav Nachman also, same thing, he always made sure to have three. So you see, there were makbid on zugos even in the house. How could there be no zugos in the house? Mashmah, they had zugos in the house. And for the Gemara, Odom Choshu Shani. Odom Choshu is different there, like the Rashbam says, the Masri Sheid Nafshar Lazuke. That Moise Nefesh to hurt him is Odom Choshu. Therefore, even in a house, there's a Sakana of Zugais. Some say, we have before, the Gemara Kasha about the Dal Kaisis, what happened to Zugais, but different Terutzim. So some bring down the minig why we open the door by Shvei Chamasra is to see the Shuk. Because it says before, if you see the Shuk in between, that's enough to break it up. So some say that where the minig is of coming or opening the door of Shvei Chamasra. Okay. Omu'ula. Asara Kaisis in behem Shum Zugais. If someone drinks 10, even though it's an even number, once you reach 10, ein behem shum zugais. The Maharsha explains, because 10 is a new number. When you count 1 to 10, that's 1. Once you get to 10, it's a new type of number already. It's a new grouping of numbers, and therefore, there's no din zugais. Ula tamei, dama ula, varmav sita tano, asara kaisis tik nukham beis aval. According to Ula, and it's with Brisa really, they said that in the beis aval, they were misakin 10 kaisis. And if 10 kaisis have a sakana of zugais, is there a danger of zugais? Hechi kamei rabbanon, how could it be the rabbanon came along to milsa also sakana? The misaka something comes to the sakana. Aval tamnaya, but 8 yes, from zugais a problem of zugais. So meanwhile, the Gemara is saying is that 10 the ulas are 10 kaisis don't have from zugais. Mashal says it's a new number, but 8 about to have zugais. Rav Chista of a rabbi of Huna damer tavayu that no. That once it hits 7 kaisos, there's no more problem of zugas anymore. Shalom l'toiva mitzdarif l'roa l'mitzdarif. If you the pasuk of Yisa Hashem ponav elecha v'yosem l'chol shalom is 7 words. Yisa Hashem ponav elecha v'yosem l'chol shalom is 7 words. So on the 7th kais is connected shalom, and that kais is not mitzdarif l'roa. So it's not mitzdarif to the 8th one. It's only mitzdarif l'toiva to make it 7 and get stuck at 7. And there's no problem with zugais anytime you eat, you drink 7 or 8 kaisis. Aval shisa yes for some zugais, but 6 to a zugais going to sman diyama. Rabbi Reza on Tvaru, vichunekul otoyba mitzdarav, lerola mitzdarav. The pasuk, the second pasuk in Berachas Kanam, Yor Hashem ponov elecha vichunekul is 5 words. So the 5th kais ready is mitzdarav letoyba, not mitzdarav lera. And doesn't, so 6 is not a problem, and 5 is obviously not a problem because it's not zugais. Aval ba yes for some zugais, 4 has zugais. Abay v'rova damer tavayu v'yishmerecha l'toyva mitzdarav l'ro mitzdarav. Yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha was the 3rd one. So 3 kaises a mitzdarav l'toyva not mitzdarav l'ro. And therefore only 2 kaises are a problem. So first of all, okay, we'll speak it out in a second. V'oz d'rova l'tamei. Kids, yishmerecha l'toyva mitzdarav l'ro mitzdarav. So by 4 kaises not a problem anymore. Only 2 kaises are a problem. V'oz d'rova l'tamei. The rova afkinu l'rabbanon. The Rava, when they were drinking together with the Rabbanon, he used to send them away from Shir after 4 kaisis, barba kaisis. Now, 4 kaisis is a problem of zugais. Teretz is, he held the Vishmerech L'Toiva, that by the 3rd kaisis, there is no problem with zugais anymore. I forgot the Itzik Rava bar Levoi. Even though Barba one of the Tamidim, Rava Levoi, one of them got gehezik after he drank the 4 kaisis and left the Beis Medrash. L'chosh HaMilsa, don't bring a riot from there. The Omar Ahu Meshum the Oisvam Perkahava. The reason why he got that Oinish is because he asked Kashas, that's what Rav was saying over, he asked Kashas in the middle of Droshan, and he was Mevayishim, and therefore he deserved that Hezek. Akaponim, what comes up in this Gemara is that only by 2 basically is a problem of Zuga, is not by 4. So Freik the Rashbam Akasha, we had a Gemara before that Akasha, the Dal Kaisis on Pesach night, there's a problem of Zugais. And the Gemara is even Terusim Leil Shemurim. And because you're brachum and star, what happened to the chayr? No problem. Emfit Rashbam. Nehi, it comes really from the Gemara on base. Nehi da arba lahazik lekalamechish lekshafim miya ikalamechish. There's a problem of kshafim. There's 2 things. There's shadim and kshafim. So kshafim, that's only gay if there's kshafim in the city. But kshafim is still possible on zugos of 4, 6, and 8. Kshafim is still possible, which is witchcraft. But the shadim are not a problem after more than 2. That's not a problem. So that's why before we have a problem of the kshafim. That's why on Seder night, they want a kasha, what happened before? But the Achrayim asked that after that's true, so why would the Rava send his Talmidim away after 4 kaisis? Good, he wasn't worried about zugos of shadim, but why wasn't he worried about the problem of kshafim? Zefrektim v'loi ha'royim. And others asked this kasha also, Shash also. So Maloya Rayim says, Kasha, hey, choitzi tamida v'dalet, loy choshu kshafim. There weren't a lot of kishuvmak, witchcraft ladies there, no witches there in her city, and therefore we didn't have to worry about kishuvim, we sent them out. But I guess when the Chazal make a takana of four kaisis, that has to stim with everyone. That's the Malay Rayim. The Rishash also has a kasha, L'chayra, I can't have a little mecha shukshafim. So he answers that Einoid Mavada works for kshafim. So therefore, with the Talmidim, they had this Eitzah, they could think of Einoid Mavada, the Talmid Chacham, and that will help for kshafim. So instead, you bring the Gemara in Chun, that's the Rishash. So Rishash from Malay Rayim also discussed that. Rav Yosef. Omar li Yosef Shidoy. Yosef the Shade said over, he told him, Ashmadai Malka the Shadi Memunuhu Akula Zugi. The name of the king of all the Shadim, his name is Ashmadai, and he is in charge of all the Zugais. Umalkala Ikri Mazik. And he says a king doesn't like to be Mazik. He says, don't worry so much about Zugais, because the head of the Shadim is a very chosh of a person. He doesn't just like, you know, be starting up with people. He doesn't like starting up with people. And don't worry about him. Don't worry about him doing anything. That's one pshat. Yigadamri, the Amalol Ahai Gisa. They say the opposite. Adrava Malka Rachsonahu. He's a very angry king. Madaboy Ovid, and whatever he wants to do, he does. Shamelech Paritz Ged, the last Derech. The Loch is, the Melech is allowed to be Paritz Ged to make a path. Ain't Meicha Bial, no one's Meicha. So, Akaponim, we have two versions of what, if it's very dangerous or not so dangerous. Omra Papa, Omel Yosef Shida. Betray Katlinon. When there's two, the zugis of two, he kills. Ba'arba, but if it's a zugis of four, Lekatin doesn't kill. But Ba'arba Mazakina, but he does hurt. He's mazik people, the shader. Another difference, betray, if somebody drinks two kaisis, if it's two, Bein B'shayim B'mezim, even if it's by mistake, he gets in sakana. Ba'arba, Dafka B'mezim B'shayim B'loy. Not B'shayim, only B'mezim is there a sakana. Something more about it. What happens, V'ishtli V'ikri, V'nofak, he drank two kaises and he left. He said, "Oi!" He went out to the street. Now he lost Yosel Derech and he chapped. I drank two kaises. What you do now? He's getting nervous. He's a sakana. Maya tekante. Linka zakva the yada the yamina. Take the thumb of the right hand, the yada smila, and stick it into the left fist. Vizakva the smila and the left thumb, the yada yamina, and the right fist. B'nei Mahake, say this. Atun va'ano hatlasa. You know, me, who had drank two kaises, and you, it makes it three. Vishmile, and if you hear the shade answering back, Da'ama atum va'ana hara'aba, we're four, because if you count the two kaises, you and me, it's four. Namely, you say, no, atum va'ana chamisha, we're five. You keep on trying to make it into an odd number. Vishmile, da'ama atum va'ana hashusa, namely, atum va'ana hashiva, I'm seven. Hava uvda, ad meya v'chad. They one time had this back and forth until 101. By 101, a pakashida, the shida expired. He blew up. And the Mepharshim say the reason is because the Malach Mechael is gematria 101. Now Mem and Chaf is 60, and the Yud is 70, the Lam is 30, and the Aleph is 101, is Malach Mechael. And that made the shida explode, and that took care of this problem.